This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Let's get more perspective on this team, where they're going, what's coming up, even the draft. We'll talk to Michael Bauman. He is the pride of Fangraphs.com, and of course, he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing good, and things are going well in Cleveland, I hear.
Oh, wait, we're on a one-game winning streak.
How about that, Michael?
We're feeling good.
Happy days are here again.
Hey, word on the street is you're down with the draft, and I got to be honest, we don't know a whole ton of it. So what middle infielder can we expect the Guardians to draft this year?
Yes. Oh, wow.
Wow.
So there's a good crop of high school middle infielders, some intriguing shortstop prospects.
This sounds dirty already.
We prefer a second baseman, Michael.
So there's a couple guys there. You know, I talked to Billy Carlson and Caden Cunningham, who were two of the top high school shortstop prospects when I was at the Combine in Phoenix a few weeks ago. But I think that, you know, where the Guardians are right now, obviously, I think there's a chance to have some really high upside picks if they're willing to take some risks at 27. There are some guys who are appearing at like 30s and 40s on the draft boards who I think really either really stood out at the combine or have some really exciting tools. So, you know, it's not as bad a draft position as you would think.
As long as is there any potential to get a guy that can hit more than 130 in the bigs?
Wow, be nice.
We have five guys that are just struggling in the lineup every night.
So I'll give you one. If they want to break their nobody over 6 foot rule, there's a high school kid named Quentin Young, who is the nephew of Delman and Dimitri, who showed out at the combine, put up some ex-Bilo numbers in batting practice in the 110s. You know, he's listed as a shortstop. I think he's probably a third baseman at best, maybe a corner outfielder in the pros. But that is some serious pop that'll probably be available in the late 20s, early 30s, if that's the direction they want to go. Another guy who I talked
sold. You already sold me. We're good. The lineage alone makes me excited.
Man, there were so many guys, like Benny Agbayani's son worked out, Manny Ramirez's son worked out, CeCe Sabathia's son worked out. It's like I'm no longer a child anymore. So it's just...
How do those guys look? How does CeCe's kid look? How does Manny's kid look?
CeCe's kid, I think, was the next best of what you'd call the legacies. He's a first baseman, which sort of makes your... and a college first baseman, which sort of limits him to day two. You know, pretty big power numbers, just sort of like a tick below the top guys, you know, a lot of high 100s, not a whole lot of 110. So, you know, probably a day two pick, get him in the minors, see how he hits, you know, probably not a star, but definitely a decent pro, I think.
Michael, the Major League Baseball draft is the biggest crapshoot to me of any of the drafts. And in the situation of the Guardians, you know, like the 1 year they took nothing but pitchers. Remember that? I think maybe one guy was an outfielder and they took 19 pitchers or something like that. Can you draft for need for your organization in a baseball draft? Or is it more than any other sport, you must take the best guy on the board?
So yes and no. I think the just the developmental runway for these guys is so long that your needs now are not going to be the same as your needs will be when these guys hit the majors, particularly if you're drafting high schoolers. And so from that perspective, no, you just take the best player available. What I think you do draft for, and especially outside of the top couple picks, is knowing you got to know what your organization does well in terms of development. And so, you know that you're good at developing hitters. You're good at fixing holes in swings. So you can get guys who have upside. You know, the Orioles are reputed to be a really good hitting teaching organization. They picked a first rounder, Vance Honeycutt, at North Carolina a couple of years ago, who I wouldn't have touched with the 10-foot pole, but they think, they think he can fix a swing. The Phillies are good at developing pitching. They can get guys, sort of hard throwing college guys in the later rounds. And sort of coach them up. George Klaassen, who they traded for Carlos Estevez last year at the deadline, as an example of that. So, for the Guardians, I think a guy that I would really be looking at 27 is Marcus Phillips out of Tennessee. He's a huge physical right-hander. Everybody there throws 100. He throws 102. There are questions about arm shape and, arm path and fastball shape, but he was an incredibly effective pitcher. Has all the physical tools, can throw multiple breaking pitches. He's a guy who I think that they could coach up and iron out a lot of those flaws. And for a lot of guys, I think about one of my favorite prospects in last year's draft was Iowa right-hander Brody Brecht, who struggled with his command, was a big physical righty, touch 100, no problem. I saw him mocked to teams like the Phillies that are good at developing pitching, and he went to the Rockies last year, and you could see it just on the draft night cam. He looked absolutely stricken to be going to a team that, really doesn't have a track record of developing pitching. So these kids know it, and I think the Guardians would be smart to leverage that ability of theirs in this draft.
Yeah, let's just getting on to the present day team right now. Do you think if you were sitting in the front, I don't even want to say that. At what point do you think fans need to kind of grasp the fact that the postseason seems like it's a really, really far reach right now because you're coming off the, and I think we're just in a low point right now. I know it's a long season. I know they're coming off a 10-game losing streak, and I can't not see a path to winning the Central, but you can always kind of find a path. When you look at the wild card, what are they, 6.5 back, right? Or they have to jump 6 teams to get into that third spot. Is there any hope, glimmer of hope for a postseason for this?
I checked our playoff odds. We have the Guardians 6.8% of making the wild or making the playoffs, and almost all that's wild card. And I think that's high. Think the time to come to terms with the playoffs not being a thing this year was probably at some point in the past week. Like, you just can't start from that far back in the division and go on a 10-game losing streak. And, that's the season. That's like 7% of the entire season is just that one losing streak. And you said it, the 6 teams to jump over is the big thing. So, you can make up 6.5 games. The Guardians just gave it away. They can make it back in the next week and a half, but you've got to make that up over so many teams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'd almost rather be 9 or 10 games back with one team to jump at this point in the season rather than 6.5 games back with six to jump. You know, they're closer to the A's in 14th place than they are to a wild card spot right now. So I think the time to make your peace with this season probably being a write off is right about now.
Thanks.
Sorry. I wanted to keep talking about the draft.
I think you're
I had to take you down the wrong road. I'm sorry.
Michael Bauman joining us from Fangraphs, and he has MLB draft information that's coming out this week and next week as teams get ready to go for the draft. I've seen the Guardians in mock drafts, and I love baseball mock drafts. I mean, talk about a crapshoot. Looking at power hitters. They had the number one pick last year. There were some great power hitters that were available. Nick Kurtz, Jack Caglione, Charlie Condon, who's moved up to Double-A recently. They took Travis Bazzana, a middle infielder, and we all cringed, even though Travis Bazzana is a good prospect. If they had a mulligan, do you think they would take Travis Bazzana again?
Well, probably not. I think that, you know, you just look at how fast Kurtz has moved, how fast Jack Caglione has moved, how fast Chase Burns has moved, and you probably take one of those guys. But I think Bazzana was a completely defensible pick. You know, he didn't have the size of a Condon or a Kurtz or a Caglione, but he's the guy I would have chosen. And I was as high on Burns as anybody, just because the ability to play second base and his power numbers stood up against any of those guys in college. And so, you know, you sort of hope to maybe you're passing on a potential 40, 45 homer guy, but if you can get a 25 homer guy who can post a, you know, like a mid 300s OBP out of the middle infield, you know, that's a rich man's Jason Kipnis. That's Jose Ramirez. Like, that's, you guys know that archetype of player better than anybody. And so, you know, I don't think he's a bad prospect. I don't think he's going to end up going down as a bad first round pick. And I'll say this, like, the jury is very much not out on guys like Kurtz and Caglione. They've still got a ways to go in terms of really proving to me that they're going to be, you know, first division starters as first base DH types. You know, that's a hard profile to make work long term. So, you know, I know if you draft a college guy, you're not supposed to be that patient, but I would say it's not, you know, I've sat through disaster number one overall picks. This is not a disaster to me yet.
I was just kind of looking through Fangraphs at Guardians top prospects. There's especially the guys in A ball that we don't really talk a whole lot about. And, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about Chase DeLauder and CJ Cephas lately because their bats are either hot or were hot, or people want to see DeLauder. And then I think we're all kind of bummed out that Bazzana's hurt at this point. But when you size up even just the top 10 guys on your prospects list, you know, what should we be looking at, especially a kid that's number one at high A ball?
Yeah, I mean, that's the long track record of you know, the sort of high school guys and I guess in this case a free agent from the Dominican. You know, it's, again, it's middle infield, it's contact, it's, you know, it, but with you, you know, when you're looking at a switch hitting 16-year-old Dominican shortstop, you're hoping that he can sort of grow up and fill out. And, you know, he's not a big guy, but he's grown into a little bit of power, and I think that's you know, maybe that's a second baseman in the long term, but, you know, if you can get a little bit less power from a little farther down the defensive spectrum, then the rest of your lineup becomes easier to fill out. So that, you know, that's why those guys, I tend to favor middle infield guys or up the middle prospects in some respect when I'm looking at draft, you know, potential draft prospects. Hmm.
Michael, you wrote a story a couple weeks ago, and you mentioned Chase Burns, but you have Burns, who's come up, and he throws really hard, and Paul Skeens, who's been terrific, and Mizorowski from Milwaukee, mm-hmm. who has stepped in and has looked really good so far. Are we on the cusp of a new great era of pitching, or are these just three or four or five, throw in a couple of other guys if you want, pitchers who have come up and been really good? Obviously, velocity is such a huge thing these days, and these guys are cashing in on it.
Yeah, I think what stands out to me, and this is the Skeens and Mizorowski piece that I wrote, these guys are just so big. And it's not just big. They're big. They're, like, they're athletic. They're physical. You know, Paul Skeens is 6'6", 260, and will probably end up heavier than that before he's done. But, like, he was a catcher until he got to LSU. He's an athlete.
And Air Force, he was a catcher.
Yeah, guys that big who are athletes are like NFL left tackles, and you know, to get one, those guys are playing baseball now. Marcus Phillips is another guy who I would put in that similar mold physically. And I think everybody's just getting bigger and stronger. I think that there's greater knowledge of what it takes to become a really refined pitcher in terms of pitch design. You know, there's all these independent pitching labs. I talked to a guy, Nate Snead, who was a closer at Tennessee at the draft. He came into one of these labs as a high school freshman or sophomore. He was throwing low 80s. He topped out at 102. He was the hardest throwing pitcher who worked out at the combine this year. And he wants to throw even harder going forward. And so I think that the fact that you can get this kind of training at the college level or even at the high school level, you know, your private hitting coach or your private pitching coach is not just some dude with a batting cage. Like, these are rocket scientists now. I think that's, you know, that's a lot of what has shaped the strikeout and velocity revolutions of the past few years. And, you know, we will probably reach a point where all that plateaus, or they'll find some other breakthrough and it'll just keep going. But just the level of skill and athleticism from the young pitchers coming up, you know, maybe it's easy to get over your skis a little bit, you know, for about two innings of Burns' debut. I don't know if you guys watched it, but for about two innings, he looked like the best pitcher who ever lived.
Yeah.
And right now he's, you know, through three starts, he's got an 8-10 ERA. So, you know, like I said, be patient, but
that second start was rough.
Yeah, but just the level of talent and skill that rookies have, particularly on the pitching side, it, you know, I've been doing this for over a decade. It blows me away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.